And now this is a dictation for Amber, A-M-B-E-R, Van Orden, V.S. in Victor, A-N-O-R-D-E-N, October 16, 87, address as a letter, Dr. Reitman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286-835. Dear Dr. Reitman, follow-up for Amber, who has insulin-dependent diabetes with progressive renal failure. Last visit in March, was admitted to the hospital in Midland. Did not require dialysis. There was severe anemia. Blood transfusion, 2 units was given, as well as EPO treatment. Today she comes in person to the office in the company of Uncle Keith, K-E-I-T-H. She has gained from 145 to 159 since discharge. Supposed to be doing salt fluid restrictions. She is taking diuretics. Denies nausea vomiting. Although that's a chronic problem for her, denies blood melena, no severe diarrhea, no cloudiness of the urine or infection, is still going good volume without changes. She's on an insulin pump, diabetes numbers is improved, A1C at 6, uses a walker, no falling, no cellulitis, denied chest pain palpitation, has an AB fistula on the right side. It's too early to be used. There is some edema of the hand, which is expected. Vascular surgeon, Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-C-A-N-T-I-N-O. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight phosphorus binders, bicarbonate replacement, blood pressure hydralazine, coric, Bumex, insulin drip, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 142/70 on the left side. At home fluctuates between 150s and 160s over 90s. She doesn't appear to be in respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, breath sounds decrease in both bases, but no gross egophony, no dullness, no rattle, no wheezes, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia. No abdominal distension tenderness. Today I see minimal edema. There is no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, a few days ago, creatinine 3.4 for a GFR of 15, stage 4-5, normal sodium potassium acid base, low albumin from proteinuria, normal calcium, minor increase of phosphorus 5.2, already on binders, anemia 9.3 with large red blood cells 100, continue EPO treatment, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5, next number, insulin-dependent diabetes, brittle over time, insulin pump, next number, hypertension, today in the office, better control, next number, anemia, continue EPO treatment, our goal hemoglobin is 10 to 11, next number, present acid base, electrolyte normal, next number, biopsy proven diabetic nephropathy. Next number, new AB fistula, not ready to be used. Secondary changes of right-hand edema, which is expected. Next number, autonomic neuropathy, multiple falls, uses a walker. Next number, complications of diabetes, gastroparesis, constipation, neuropathy, low blood pressure, autonomic dysfunction. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next number, phosphorus abnormalities on treatment. Next number, not a candidate for CAPD because of abdominal surgeries, bowel resections, and lysis of adhesions. Next paragraph, transplant evaluation. Supposed to have a first appointment. That was canceled because patient being in the hospital at that time requiring oxygen, presently off. Next paragraph, comments. We will start dialysis based on symptoms, continue weekly blood tests. I will not oppose her to use the Bumex diuretics as needed, an extra dose in the afternoon, trying to keep it in the low level as possible. Major issue should be breathing, anemia treatment as indicated above. Plan to see her back in a month. All questions answered from patient and uncle. End of dictation.